Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're already into Daf Zayin Amud Beis a little bit. We are up to the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah we learned, to the first Mishnah, the Masechta told us that every person, when he goes to be Ol Regel, has to bring with him an Olas Re'iyah and a Shalmei Chagiga. And aside from that, he should also bring Shalmei Simcha, another carbon that he brings in order that he should have meat to eat, for to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Simcha and Yantif, to eat delicious meat. So our Mishnah is going to explain which money each of these carbonos is brought from in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly. So olos b'moed, the carbon olos ri'ah that a person brings when he goes all the regular and brings it on cholamoed, bos minachulun. The money should come from regular money that was not designated for any other carbon. Hashlamim v'hashlamim min ha'maiser. The shalmei simcha that he brings to just have meat could even be maiser sheni money that he has to be yotzei that mitzvah. Yom tov rishon shel pesach, on the first day of yantiv, it's lav dafka Pesach, could be any yantiv. Beishamei Yomrim, Beishamei says minachulin, that the shalmei chagiga that you bring on the first day of yantiv can only come from regular money. Ubeisil Yomrim min ha'maiser, Beisil says no, you could even bring it from maiser money. So the mission now goes back to discuss shalmei simcha and explains that a person doesn't have to bring a special carbon to shecht for the sake of shalmei simcha. Whatever carbon he wants to eat for the meat from is fine. Yisrael yotzin yidei chovasin b'nedarim. A non-Kohen who's not allowed to eat kachay kachim, who's limited in the types of karbanos he's allowed to eat, can fulfill his mitzvah of shalmei simcha by voluntary karbanos that he decides to bring. Uva meiser behema, and with meiser behema, the one tenth of the animals born into your flock every year, you're supposed to bring as a karban. So Yisrael can be yotzei his mitzvah of shalmei simcha with meiser behema. Va'kohanim and kohanim, who are even allowed to eat kachay kachim, could be yotzei their mitzvah of simcha even bechataos. Hashamos, with the carbon chatos, with the carbon asham, that the people who were being all the regal would bring for the Kohanim to sacrifice, ubebuchar, and with the firstborn animals that people are chayiv to give to Kohanim, ubechaz of a shok, and with the special parts of all the other carbon ashlamim that you have to give specifically as a gift to a Kohen, avaloba ofes v'lobimnachos. The only thing is, you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha anyantif with bird carbonos or with a carbon mincha with flour carbonos. So now, the Mishnah said that the olas ri'ah that you bring a cholamoid has to be brought from chulin money. So ela olos moed hu deba'us min achulin habiyom tov min ha'maiser. So it sounds like it's only the olos that you bring a cholamoi that have to be from chulin money, but the olos that you bring on Yom Tov could be from maiser money. Amai, why would that be the case? Why would it be mutter to bring the olos on Yom Tov from maiser money? Davar shebechovahi, it's an obligation to bring a carbon ola, and the rule is called davar shebechovahi enu ba'el min achulin. Whenever you have something that's obligatory, you're only allowed to bring it from chulin. You're not allowed to bring it from maiser. And the Gemara asks further, and if you're going to say that the reason it says olos be Moed is hakamashmulan dolos b'moed ba'os b'yom tov enin ba'os, that you're only allowed to bring a carbon olas ri'ia on cholamoed, and that you're not even allowed to bring one on yom tov. Well, that's not true either. And meaning maybe that's why it says not that we should be medayek that on cholamoed you bring it from chulin money, but on yom tov you'd bring it from meiser money. No, the diuk should have been that on cholamoed you bring it from chulin money, and if you don't bring it at all. No, but that's not true, because come on, who would that be going like? Like the Beishamai, Ditanam, Beishamai Omrim, Mvi and Shlomim, Vein Somchnaleim. Beishamai says, you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov a carbon Shlomim to be Makriv, because you're going to eat their meat anyway, so therefore you're allowed to do Malachos on Yantif that are going to allow you to eat, but Vein Somchnaleim, but you're not allowed to do Smicha on the Shlomim, to lean your body on the animal, because Smicha is also to do on Yantif. Avalo Olos, and Beishamai says that you're not allowed to bring carbon Ola on Yom at all, because you're not going to get any personal benefit from it. You're not going to eat it. Ubeisil Omer Mevi'in Shlamim Ve'olos V'Samchnalein. Beisil holds you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlamim and a carbon Ola, and you're allowed to do Smicha. So what? The Mishnah's coming to tell us not to bring a carbon Ola on Yom Tov, and the Mishnah's assuming like the Beis Shammai. Very far fetched. We normally assume not that way. Then the Mishnais would assume like the Beis Hillel and not like the Beis Shammai. So again, the question is, why does our Mishnah say that the carbon Ola that's brought on Cholamoed can come from, has to come from chulin money? What does that tell you about the Korban Olah that's brought on Yom Tov? It doesn't make sense to say that the Korban Olah brought on Yom Tov can be brought from Meiser money, because it's a Chiyuv. You shouldn't be allowed to buy a Chiyuv with Meiser money. And it doesn't make sense that the Mishnah is teaching me not to bring Korban Olah at all on Yom Tov, because that's like the Beis Shammai. We don't hold that way. So answers the Gemara, Chisure Mechzura. You have to add some, so there are some parts missing from the Mishnah. Vachi Katani, this is the way the Mishnah should read. Olos Nidarim Unidavos. The Olos that a person volunteers to bring throughout the year, and he just happens to bring them with him when he goes to be Ol Regel, Bimoed Baos. Those Karbonos Olah, you're only allowed to bring a Chol Moed, B'Yom Tov in Baos, but not in Yom Tov. But Olas Re'ia, the special Karbon Olah that you bring for Yom Tov, but meaning that you bring for being Ol Regel, that Ba'afilu B'Yom Tov, that you're allowed to bring even on Yantif, like the Beis Hillel says, Ukashi Ba'a, and when you bring that Ola, the Ola Sriya, in a Ba'al Min Achulin, since it's a Chiyuv, it can only come from Chulin money. V'Shalmei Simcha, but the Shalmei Simcha, Ba'inaf Min Ha'Maiser, you can even use Maiser money to pay for the Shalmei Simcha, V'Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, and the Karban Chagiga that we bring on the first day of Yom Tov, Be'Shamei Omer Min Achulin, if it has to be brought from chulin money, it could even be brought from maaser money. So let's make a main point out of that. The main point over here is that when it comes to the olas re'ia, you can only bring it from chulin money, and you can even bring you can even bring it on Yom Tov. When it comes to the shalmei simcha, you could use maaser money, and when it comes to the Shalmei Chagiga, it's a machlokes Beisham Beisil, whether you can use Meiser money or not. So Gemara brings a raya from Brisa, that we find that the dinim of our Mishnah are taught in this Brisa exactly the way we just explained the dinim of our Mishnah. So it brings a raya that what we just said is correct. Tanya Namiach, we have a Brisa that says exactly what we just said. Olos Nedarim Unedavos Bamoed Baos Biyom Tovein Baos. When you bring a Karban Olah that's voluntary, you're only allowed to bring it on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov. But Va'olas Re'ia, the Olas Re'ia that you're chayiv to bring when you go to be Ol Regel, that comes even on Yom Tov. And when you bring it, you should only use chulin money to buy it. Vishalmei simcha, and the carbon of the shalmei simcha that we bring, ba'inaf min ha'maiser, you can bring even with using maiser money. V'chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, the shalmei chagiga, v'shamei amr min ha'chulin, v'shalmei amr min ha'maiser. V'shamei says comes from chulin money, has to come from chulin money. V'shalmei says is even allowed to come from maiser money. So we have learned to the machlokes v'shalmei. So I guess let's make another main point over here, and that is that voluntary Karbanos Olah can only be brought in Chol HaMoed and not on Yom Tov. Now, we had a machlokes about the Shalmei Chagiga. What the Shalmei Chagiga come, what kind of money they come from. So now, the way we kept on saying it, though, instead of calling it Shalmei Chagiga, we kept on calling it the Chagiga Shel Pesach, the Chagiga that we bring on the first day of Pesach. So ask the Gemara, that's a strange way to refer to it. Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Why do we specifically keep on referring to Shalmei Chagiga as the Chagiga we bring on the first day of Pesach? It's really got nothing to do with Pesach, meaning Pesach in particular. It's about every Yom Tov. So Amar Rav Ashi Haka Mashmalan. What it's telling us is as follows. Chagigas Chamisha Asar In, Chagigas Arba Asar Lo. That you only have to bring the Korban Chagiga that's brought on the first day of Pesach with chulin money, but the chagiga that's brought on erev Pesach, you're even allowed to use meiser money for. Alma kasavar chagigas arba asa lavda reisa. It's because the Tana holds that the chagiga of arba asa, the chagiga that we bring on erev Pesach of the 14th day of Nisan, is not a chiyuv min haTorah to bring with the korban Pesach. And that's why you're allowed to use Meiser money for it. So let's make a main point out of that. The Chagiga that we bring on Erev Pesach is not a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, and therefore you're allowed to use Meiser money to pay for it. The reason we bring a Chagiga on Erev Pesach is in case the Korban Pesach is not enough meat to fill us up, so we want to fill us up with other carbon meat as well. So that's what the Chagigas Arba Asar is all about. All right, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in the second line at Omar Mar.